There's likely no shortage of speculation about the federal government shutdown, especially around the water cooler in various workplaces around town. One at this workplace concluded that locally, the post office and the liquor store won't close with the shutdown, so why worry? That is, the federal post office is considered essential, so it won't close, and the state-owned liquor store is just that, state-owned, so it won't close. And while those are just two simple examples, as Park City Finance Manager Nate Rockwood says, for the city, really only pending grant applications may end up stifling what is received locally, and that would more affect the city's budget next year than now.
For the most part, I would really say it's the federal grants. We really don't receive federal money without it coming through some sort of grant agreement. Now, whether that goes to the state and then to us or not, but we still always track it as a federal money all the way through the system.
He says federal money's cutoff would primarily affect transit.
Typically, the transit system where we receive money either directly from the FTA or we receive money through UDOT that came through the FTA, and every year we receive operating money. And so it's really that operating money in the next year, are we going to be able to receive that?
But, says Rockwood, transit won't be affected in the short term.
They tend to not go after that transit money as the first line of cuts. That would, you know, it's not just our transit system, but when you start looking at the transit systems in the major city centers, I mean, that would have a huge impact. And so I think that the federal government typically doesn't want to see their potential shutting down huge city centers.
But what about those fall weekend trips to Southern Utah's Mighty Five, the five national parks? Vicki Varela of the Utah Office of Tourism, when asked about the shutdown, switched the focus from the national parks to the state parks.
We're just using this as an opportunity to introduce people to some of the sites that they can enjoy in our state parks, which are, of course, open.
Yes, while state parks are nice, the national parks are still closed.
Yes, as we understand, all of the national parks will shut down if there's not an agreement in the coming hours. We understand it will be a temporary shutdown, and so we have moved quickly to organize other activities to introduce people to other great things that they can do in our 43 state parks.
If the Utah State Office of Tourism has anything to do with it, the state parks in Utah are sure to be well visited during the federal shutdown.
And we have some spectacular state parks that are very close to the national parks. Examples are Dead Horse Point outside of Moab, Kodachrome Basin outside of St. George. These are all spectacular destinations that rival the sites in any national park around the country.
That's Vicki Varela with the State Office of Tourism, quote, accentuating the positive and eliminating the negative. She says, although some national parks like Canyonlands are accessible through points other than just the main gate, with the closures, it will be considered trespassing to enter the parks. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.